This is Daniel White IV with International Christian Herald. According to the Christian Post, two pastors from Karnal, India will face blasphemy charges in court this November and could be sentenced to prison after they were accused nearly 3 years ago of destroying sacred Hindu objects, charges that the men have vehemently denied. The British Asian Christian Association is raising awareness for the cases of Pastor Sanjay and Pastor Bahinder. The men are accused of trying to convert Hindus to Christianity and of destroying Hindu idols and burning pictures of Hindu gods. Asia Bibi, the Pakistani Christian mother of five who has spent 7 years on death row due to blasphemy charges, has been nominated for a prestigious European Union Religious Freedom Award. Dutch Europarlamentarian Peter van Dalen said her case is a symbol for others hurt in their freedom of expression and especially freedom of religion. It is good that my colleagues and I continue to defend the rights of Bibi and many others. Bibi is now in the running for the $59,000 award that comes with the Sakharov Prize. The ceremony will be held on December 10th in Strasbourg, France. According to the Christian Post, Catholic bishops in India have written an open letter to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, warning him of an apparently organized campaign against the Christian minority in an eastern state, which is governed by Modi's Hindu nationalist Bharatiya Janata Party. The letter carries a picture showing Hindu nationalists burning an effigy of a cardinal with a large wooden cross. The letter, written by the Catholic Bishops' Conference of India, expressed concerns over spiraling hatred being spread by the leader of the party. The letter warns that if the ongoing hate campaign was not controlled immediately, a social calamity could erupt. Apologist and author Nabil Qureshi, who said last week that doctors believed his body had entered the final stages of life, died on Saturday at the age of 34. He was a Christian convert from Islam and served with Ravi Zacharias International Ministries until he was diagnosed with advanced stomach cancer last August. Zacharias said, Nabil Qureshi, your eyes will now see and your hands will now touch that which is the only real estate. Qureshi is survived by his wife Michelle and a daughter Aya. Finally, according to the AFP, five football players at a private Christian college have been charged in connection with the hazing incident that allegedly included anti-Muslim taunts and left a student half-naked on a baseball field in the middle of the night with injuries requiring surgery. The football players at Wheaton College, located in a Chicago suburb, were charged with aggravated battery, unlawful restraint, and mob action. You can read these stories and more online at internationalchristianherald.com. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, remember, John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Thanks for listening. May God bless your day.